Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Krivar, your host and Mindset Maniac. And man, I got to tell you, it feels good to be back. Depending on when you're listening to this, you might not even know that I was gone, but I did take a few weeks in between episodes, and part of that was intentional. And then the other part of that I'm going to get to as I go through this episode. So let's go ahead and just jump right in today. We just got back from a few weeks vacation in Florida. We were in Naples. And if you listened to the episode previous to this, around 2024 vision, I talked about the weather in Naples. We've been going to Florida around Christmas for like the last 8 years. And man, we just had not the best year for weather. So we still enjoyed our time. We still had a ton of fun, but I was excited to get home and just to be in our home and get back into our routines. And we have beautiful snow here in Ohio, which we don't get a ton of anymore. And so I've just been loving being home. But while I was gone, part of the absence that I had from the podcast, like I said, it was planned. I knew we were going to be on this trip and I wanted to record at least one episode and release that while I was gone, which I did. But the rest of the time, I just wanted to be really present and, physically present, but also like mentally and emotionally present, not like having my mind thinking about work. Or sometimes I do this, actually I do this a lot when I'm in my daily life, like looking for connections and looking for lessons and looking for ways that I can like apply what's happening in my real life, which is lots of good things, but how I can apply that and use it as like good examples to what I teach and what I share, which I think is amazing. I love doing that. But sometimes it's like, you got to be in the moment and you got to like not be thinking and just kind of just soaking it all up. So that's what I was doing. That's the part of the absence, if you will, that was planned. The other part of it came up more last week when we got home and I had it on my schedule to start creating content for the podcast. And I just found myself, there was a lot of resistance. Every time that I would sit down to create, or even if I got through an episode, I had two different episodes that I like made an outline for, when I would go to record it, it just would not fall together and I just wouldn't feel good about it. And, you know, I found myself noticing that there were these feelings of like uninspired and like I said, lack of creativity. And when I traced back the thought that was creating this, you know, we got to figure out what it is that's creating the feeling inside of us. And it's always a thought. I recognized that I was thinking that I just didn't have anything worthwhile to share. Now, of course, this was unconscious. I didn't know that I was thinking this until I started like asking myself a lot of questions. But I was thinking, I just don't have anything worthwhile to share. And when I was thinking that, then I wasn't feeling creative, and then I wasn't feeling inspired, and then in turn, I wasn't creating anything. So of course, all of this makes sense. I shared this with my husband because he's like, what are you doing? I thought you're supposed to be recording today. And I'm like, I don't have anything to share. I can't get the juices flowing. And he's like, honey, why don't you talk about the 2-hour meltdown that you helped our son through last night, where he was like on the ground and you were on the ground with him and you were staying calm and you were doing this and you were doing that. It was amazing. And part of me was like, I'm not ready to process that story. But the other part of me was like, I wasn't feeling drawn to that. And then he's like, well, why don't you talk about like ordering our first farm animals, or talk about homeschooling? Like, he's throwing out all these different options, all great options, all things that I think are worthwhile sharing. But still, like, I just had all of this resistance. And I just kept thinking, I don't have anything to share. Now this thought was conscious. And I'm like, Oh, okay. So when I caught it, and now that it was like conscious, I'm like, let's do what we do to thoughts that aren't serving us, right? Let's dispute it. Let's, you know, debate it a little bit. Let's poke some holes in it to show it's like fallacies, like why this isn't true. And so I did those things. First off, I like pulled up my podcast episode idea document, and it's 12 pages long, tons of ideas that I have on here, like episodes that are just like, you know, just the title. And then there's others that I have like full outlines for. So I'm like showing myself this evidence. Clearly, I have something to share, right? And then as I said before, Anthony was giving me tons of ideas. So I'm doing what I do by debating this belief and showing it like, listen, this isn't true. Here's all the reasons it's not true. Trying to create some movement for myself to grab another thought that would feel true as well, but that would allow me to like be creative and be inspired and believe that I have something to share and then be able to create something. Now, while I was doing all this, I could get behind the idea that I had something to share and that my original thought of I have nothing to share wasn't like entirely true. So I could get behind that, but I still just was like locked. Like I was gridlocked inside. I felt closed off and I felt just like not expansive when I tried to slide any of these other thoughts in. Like, even if I believed them, I still wasn't having that like openness feeling, that light feeling that I have when I truly believe that I have something to share and that I should share it. So what I decided to do was take a different approach with this belief. I wanted to take a different approach because what I was trying to do, arguing, debating, it just wasn't getting me anywhere. So what I decided instead was, let's just swing all the way to the other side then. If arguing and debating with this belief isn't getting me anywhere, and like if anything, I'm just holding on tighter to it, I can feel it, I'm closed off. It's like, oh man, I don't want to let this go. Even if I can prove that it's not true, like I'm still going to hold on to it. So I'm like, let's go. I'll just agree with this. I'm going to slide all the way to the other side and I'm going to say, yeah. Let's go. Let's agree with maybe you don't have anything to say or you don't have anything to share. So previously, as I said, I was fighting with this belief, trying to convince myself how it was wrong, trying to convince myself that it's not true, showing all this evidence to like debate against that belief. And I'm feeling contracted despite all this evidence to this belief, despite all the evidence that I was trying to show myself to shift me into another thought. And I looked at this belief that said, I don't have anything to share. And I said to myself, okay, yeah, maybe you don't have anything to share, Les. I just hopped right on over to the other side of my brain and I joined forces with this belief. I'm like, we're on the same team. You win. You're right. And I'm going to tell you what, when I did this, I immediately felt less contracted. And the reason that this happened is because I was not at odds with myself anymore. Now, it's not to say that we shouldn't be sometimes debating beliefs and thoughts that don't serve us. That is a technique that I use on the daily many, many times a day. But when there is a belief that like we are just holding on to for dear life, which is what I was doing, sometimes we just need to give it to ourselves, have the belief. But we don't want to just leave it there, right? The next question I asked is really important because if I was just to agree that I had nothing to share, like, yeah, like I did feel a little bit better. Like I said, I felt like a little bit more open and expansive, but I didn't want to leave it there because that's just where it would be left. I'm like, oh, okay, I feel a little bit better. What I wanted to do next was create resonance with myself. I wanted to show myself how and why it made sense that I had this belief and why it made sense that I was feeling this way. So I said to myself, Les, tell me why it makes sense that you don't have a lot to share right now. And as my brain prepared to answer this question, and it had tons of material, by the way, it was like ready to go. But as it prepared to answer this question, I literally felt like my neck, like my body, like it, everything just relaxed. I felt like I wasn't under attack anymore by like me. I was the one who was attacking me, to be clear, by the way, like attacking that belief, attacking myself, like, this is wrong. Like, I just relaxed because it was like, hey, just tell me. Tell me why you don't, like, why it makes sense that we don't have a lot to share right now. And so I'm like, ah. And then it just dumped out of my head. Well, it makes sense that I don't have a ton to share right now because my focus has been elsewhere. My focus has not been on creating content. My focus was on vacation and just soaking in those 3 weeks of being with my family and being present. Like I said before, not looking for the lessons, not trying to connect it to something that I could teach or share on. I actively did that. And then I was surprised why I didn't have content. But I'm like, okay, what else? Why else does this make sense that you feel like you didn't have anything to share? And I thought, well, I'm teaching at Watson School. So I've been researching and preparing, and I've been focused on that a ton. I've also been extra present in the home. Right now, it's Anthony's seasonal break. He owns a landscape company. And so in the wintertime, we get like maybe a month and a half if he's not working on big projects where he's home. And I love having him home. And so I'm soaking that up. I've been focused on my clients and our work. And like I said, just not being very intentional about trying to pull things out for content. And through all of this, while I haven't been focused on creating content, it just makes sense that I wouldn't have as much to share. Now, maybe for someone else listening to this, they're like, oh, well, you could still have something to share, but this is how it made sense to my brain. And that's all that matters. You want it to make sense. Like when you're investigating and you're like looking at what's happening in your life and why, like it only has to make sense for you. In all of these ways, my brain, the part of my brain that looks for ideas and looks for like content, like it just wasn't turned on during those points. I actively turned it off. So of course, I didn't feel like I had anything to share. So finally, when I made sense of all of this and I'm like, oh, I make sense, I felt so seen by myself. Like, I'm like, oh, I see you. You make sense. And because of that, it was like, I don't have to feel like I'm battling myself anymore. I don't have to feel like there's this part of me that feels this way, but it shouldn't feel this way. And now I'm going to debate with myself. And now this other part of me is going to hold on tighter. Like, no, it's like, this makes sense totally. Beforehand, when I realized that I had a thought that wasn't helping me, man, I went to war with it, and I was unintentionally making myself feel worse about what I was thinking, feeling, and ultimately doing, in this case, not doing. And it's like when I was doing that, my brain, it was like, it got a death grip on this thought. And it's like that cliche with relationships where the girl knows that the guy is bad for her, but the more her friends and family try and tell her he's like the bad guy, the more she just doubles down on the relationship, right? Sometimes the more that we like have the information that this isn't the right one, this is bad for you, we're like, yeah, well, I'm holding on tight to it. And in this case, that just happened to be what my brain was doing. Nothing was going wrong. Sometimes this just happens, okay? But as soon as I dropped the rope and I was like, yeah, brain, I agree with you totally. Maybe I don't have anything to share. And here's why it makes sense for me thinking that. I felt expansive. I felt relaxed. And guess what? I felt creative again. Now, this isn't always the approach I take when managing my mind and coaching others, as I said before. But sometimes this is the approach that we need, especially when we find ourselves death gripping to a belief. Okay. An example that I have of this is with a client who I've been working with, and I should preface this, for almost 3 years, okay? I know this client very well. We have a very safe space that we've created. And this client was sorting through a really serious point of like stress for them. And they had told me that they were literally on the brink of a panic attack. They were on the brink of a panic attack because they needed to start taking days off and like relaxing and playing and living and not thinking about work all the time. Like they needed to do this. But here's the kicker. They couldn't because they kept having thoughts come up like, if you rest, you're lazy. Only lazy people rest. What are you doing? Why aren't you working? Now I said, like I said, being a client for almost 3 years, I know that they had been doing their best to work themselves out of this thought. They were trying to challenge it. They were trying to dispute it. They were trying to poke holes in it, like really trying to shift this thought around, thinking of all the ways that it wasn't true, giving themselves tons of evidence to see other truths, just like I was doing. But still, if you rest your lazy thought, it was just too strong. They were holding on really, really tight to that. And they just kept landing right back there. So I said, well, maybe you are lazy if you rest. Dead silence. We just stared at each other. And I didn't say anything. And then after like 20 seconds, which felt like 20 minutes, they were like, all right, well, what do you mean? And I said, well, it seems that your brain really wants to fight for this thought, right? And you've been working really hard. I can tell. I can see it. I'm a part of it. You've been working really hard to try and slide in better thoughts, to convince yourself that if you rest, you're not lazy, right? And in that session, we had come up with a ton of different ways to spin it and try and, like, you know, turn that thought on its side and create different definitions for it. And we weren't getting anywhere. So I said, let's just agree with your brain for a moment. Let's drop the tug of war. What if you are being lazy? And what if you have been working your tail off and you're telling me that you're on the brink of a panic attack? So maybe, just maybe, you deserve to be lazy. Just like, let's just try that on for a moment. Like, what does it feel like to say, you know what, I'm going to be a little lazy right now and I deserve it. It's all good. What does that feel like? And after about 3 seconds, I saw just the slightest little smile. And they said, funny enough, it feels completely different. Lazy didn't feel like this terrible, embarrassing thing anymore. All of a sudden, we shifted it to like, yeah, and I deserve to be a little lazy. That's fine. And they said, when I was trying to prove it wrong, right? Prove it wrong that like I shouldn't be like feeling lazy. I just felt like I was lying to myself. And as much as this client and I were coming up with really clever ways to like spin this and like really cute definitions for like what lazy could mean and why this wouldn't be true for them, like they couldn't get behind it. They couldn't buy it. But when they began to think, maybe I am being lazy and that's okay. Maybe I am being lazy and there's no problem with that. It's okay to be lazy. They let themselves off the hook. And just like that, we shifted things from them. All of a sudden, and we checked back in, a week later, all of a sudden, they're like, no problem. Not a problem for me to take a day off because I keep telling myself, hey, I deserve to have a lazy day. We changed things in their brain when we dropped that rope, when we dropped the tug of war and allowed them just to align with that thought and allow it to make sense. It's like, why not? Okay, fine. If you want to have this thought, have it. Maybe it's okay though. So it shifted things enough for them that they could take a day off, that they could be a little bit lazy. Now, from there, and still, we are playing a little bit around with like their definitions of lazy, and we're cleaning up a few other things in relation to that and how they see themselves and other like things of in their life that have happened along the way that have contributed to these thoughts. But like the important thing to know here is sometimes, maybe more times than we think, what we need in order to help ourselves is just to align with ourselves. Instead of making ourselves feel bad and wrong and broken and all of these other things that we put on ourselves for what we're thinking or what we're feeling, sometimes the best option is just to make ourselves totally right. Because when we do that, when we align with ourselves, when we allow ourselves to just make sense, then we have the safety within ourselves to just completely open up. which is what happened for my client, and obviously, which is what happened for me. Because as I was telling myself I have nothing to share, and I was arguing and I was debating and all these things, like just fighting with myself, I couldn't get myself anywhere. As soon as I dropped that rope and was like, yeah, let's make it make sense. You don't have anything to share right now. Openness. And with openness comes creativity. And this idea came up of like, let's talk about this. Let's talk about how we have to align with ourselves. Let's talk about how we have to be on the same side as ourselves. Let's talk about how we have to be our own best friend and advocate and not playing devil's advocate all the time. Because I argued with this thought that I had in my head for days, and I was at a total stalemate. Client, same thing. They'd been doing work around this lazy thought for, I mean, months in different ways. It had come up and we'd look at it and we'd shift it around a little bit, but like they kept coming back to the stalemate where it just, no matter what, it wasn't okay to take a day off because that meant they were lazy. And that had some, it had these thoughts around it that were connected very deeply that they just couldn't let go of. As soon as we let a thought just be okay, make sense, movement shifts. And then we have so much more that we can do from there. When we have the openness, when we're expanded, when we're not contracted, when we don't feel on guard and like we're under attack, that's where we get to do beautiful work. We just need a little opening. And I love it. I love it when this happens. I love it when I get to experience something like this and, you know, my clients experience something like this when it is in contrast to what we feel is the best thing to do, right? We feel like when we have negative thoughts, we got to push them out. And like I said before, I'm not saying that that's not always, that's not at any time the right thing, the right approach. But as with anything in life, there's no one size fits all, and there is a time and place for us maybe to drop the rope and say, you know what, negative thought, let's go. I'm with you. So your work for today is, if you have a thought that you just can't unthink, something that like you just find yourself coming back to and you like have been trying to look at it differently or be grateful or shift your perspective, but just can't, it's just, you're not getting the traction. You just keep coming back to it. Your brain is fighting really hard to keep it. Here's what I want you to do. Try something different. Just give this thought to yourself. Let your brain have it. Stop the tug of war and agree with it. Agree with it and then create the resonance, right? Ask yourself, how does this make sense? Why does this make sense? Tell me. I'm on your side. I got you. Now I know that in some ways this may sound counterintuitive and you might be listening to this like, what? The mindset lady is telling me to believe my negative thoughts. But I promise you, on the beliefs that you just can't shake, on the thoughts that you just can't shift and believe, even if you try and even if you got really cute, like believe, like thoughts that you're like, oh yeah, I like this. I like it. I do believe it. If the other one keeps just sliding back in and you can't shake it, try this. I promise you, it will open up something new for you. And most beautifully, it will align you with you. You have always got to have your own back. All right, my friends, that is all I have for you today. As I say each and every time, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.